Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourselves?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Willem.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm in third grade, and I go to an enunciation school.
And you are?
My name's Yolanda. I'm in fifth grade. I go to an enunciation school, too.
And I'm Sarah Slack, and I also go to an enunciation Catholic
school. You teach.
I'm a first grade teacher at enunciation.
Such innocence. And that video starts what for me was an absolutely emotional, heart-wrenching, gutting, inspiring, all of the emotions from this video project, this reporting project at the Minnesota Star Tribune. It was called The Annunciation Diaries. And video journalist Amanda Anderson is with us via live video hookup. If you're watching on our live stream on YouTube, Amanda, this for me to consume was incredibly emotional. I cannot even begin, first of all, to thank you for the gift that you have given to all of us of access and of a glimpse inside what must have been the most hellish year of these families' lives.
I think you're right. Yeah, this was a mixture of emotions for all of us. I mean, especially these families that were so gracious in participating in this project and really helping us see glimpses into the highs and the lows, the inspiring moments, the tearful, sad moments, all of it.
August 27th is how the families refer to that moment. For you, and I know as a journalist, you're telling their stories, but to me, you're part of this story as well, Amanda, because you were out on the scene when this happened, right?
Yeah, I was one of the many, many, many journalists that responded on August 27th, and it never feels great, as you would imagine, to respond to events like these. And I remember talking to a gentleman that was there paying his respects, and he said, you know, the real story happens when all of these big cameras are gone, when all the national media is gone. And I mean, he was right. And a lot of people said they didn't want their stories forgotten and they didn't want to just be statistics. And so I remember thinking, as local media, as the Minnesota Star Tribune, the asset that we have that's different than all these big platforms is we have time. We had time to sit with people in their grief, and we had time to sit with people in the highs and the lows and really be partners in reporting and being on this collaborative journey together. I mean, it was the people that submitted these video diaries working with me, just, I mean, they were filming just as much as I was, if not more, and letting us into these very intimate moments, driving at home, at school, on spring break, at Great Wolf Lodge. So it was just so nice to be on this journey with the people and having them let me into their lives in these ways.
It's super emotional because, so, you know, I spent 20 years as a journalist before I came into talk radio, and I've been to these sorts of scenes before, but I'm also a dad. And when you see these little kids, because they're so young, and you see them like at Great Wolf Lodge, like trying to have some normal moments, or skiing, trying after they were in that church when that was happening, and you have to move forward, but how do you get out of sort of living in that pain? And I think, like, Sarah Slack, really, her story as a teacher, as she's trying to, she brings in the bunny into the classroom to try to have some joy, and that final scene of the pea-themed party.
Yeah. Their first grade family feast. Yeah, such a moment.
I mean, I was a puddle of tears at the end of that. I want to play this scene with 10-year-old Wes and his mom, Katie. And Wes is going in, I think it's his backyard. Were you there shooting this moment when they went out to set the scene of what's going on here?
So I believe you're about to play the scene where we see the tree that he planted to honor Harper Moisky and Fletcher Merkel. And Katie Simpson, his mother, very intentionally set up Fridays as Friday Fun Day so that he was close with his friends, and he was very social, and he is a very active kid. And that the bond between his friends and his need to be with them and be doing activities and just being together only grew after August 27th. And so she planned these Friday fun events. And I went over on a Friday right before they were going off somewhere. So Weston was like antsy to get going to where they were going. I can't remember. I think they were going to the beach that day. But I really wanted to see the tree that he planted. And so we were chatting inside for a little bit, and then he was all excited to go talk about his tree so that he could eventually get to Friday fun. But I believe that is the clip we're about to see.
That is it. Let's take a listen.
My tree. It's pretty good.
Why did we plant it, Wes?
For exhibition.
And?
I wanted to plant the tree to remember Harper and Fletcher.
I think about Harper and Fletcher every single day, and I look for them in nature. I look for signs from Harper and Fletcher. I've seen so many rainbows.
Yeah.
The emotion of a kid who planted a tree for these two kids who are gone, and seeing the growth of that tree.
Yeah, he talked about how he noticed it had grown from here to here, and how it wasn't as tall as him when they planted it. And now it was maybe 6 inches taller, but still taller than him.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
It's so powerful. For you, these moments, what was it like to be there with these families as they went on, you know, the highs and lows of like trying to get legislation done? That was a key part of this storytelling. And also, though, trying to take care of their families, even when you have someone who is, and any parent who's lost a child. Oh, the way the world works is the parents are supposed to die first. The child is not supposed to die first. Mm. But you also often have other children. So you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving. I just wondered kind of what are the things that really jumped out to you, Amanda?
There were many moments that were punches to the gut. One was a moment at the end where you hear Jackie Flavin, Harper Moisky's mother, read this piece that she had written. And she talked about waiting in the carpool line to pick up her daughter at the end of school. And there were moments when she was speaking this that we all could relate to. You can relate to having that moment where you think you see someone familiar and you're like, oh,
let's play that.
Yes. Yeah.
I pulled that moment too, Amanda. You and I have the same sense, right?
I'm getting ahead of you. I'm so sorry.
No. It's very good. We didn't say what I was going to pull, but you're landing right on the moments that for me were the gut punch. And this moment of a mom, Jackie Flavin, who lost Harper in this shooting, one of the two kids killed, is really heartbreaking.
Every afternoon, I sit in the carpool line directly in front of the church where the shooter parked the day we lost Harper. 8 months later, this is just part of our routine now. Quinn likes me to get there early because she doesn't want to stand outside waiting after school. So every day I line up early and wait there, staring at the church. Then the line starts moving, and I drive past the fifth graders doing safety patrol. Harper was excited to someday do safety patrol. Then I scan the crowd looking for Quinn, and almost every day, for one split second, I think I see Harper standing there too. Then reality catches up, and I remind myself I'm only picking up Quinn. And immediately after that comes this overwhelming wave of gratitude, because how lucky am I that I still get to pick up Quinn? That's the strange thing about grief, that devastation and the gratitude live right on top of each other.
I mean, that's everything, Amanda.
Yeah, and there's so many moments in there where I had to pause and reflect, thinking about recognizing someone. We all can relate to that feeling. Or thinking, I remember for me personally being in fifth grade and being so excited to do safety patrol. It was the coolest thing. So I just wasn't expecting to relate in these very small but powerful ways that help you feel connected, where help to the human experience.
Amanda Anderson is a video journalist, part of the effort that involved a number. I mean, the web interface, the way they built this, yeah. It's just like, you're like, only the Star Tribune could do this. I mean, the amount of resources it took to tell this story. When you look at it in totality, obviously the families were trying to get some gun control legislation passed. They got out of one house. It never was brought up for a vote again, although that's disputed as to whether or not it was, you know, there was a committee that voted it down. But either way, to me, the legislative battle was interesting, but it was the human side of this that is going to stick with me. How about you?
Oh, for sure. We're natural storytellers, and we connect to one another based on the stories that we tell. And so while it's interesting to follow the politics, that's a part of the journey. I was just along for the ride on these particular families' journeys. And that was one that became very important for a lot of these families. And I, again, was very lucky to be included in their regular Monday evening meetings and being privy to when they were doing the desk installation at the Capitol. And I think that those moments when you're seeing the heart of why people are the way they are and choose to fight for the things they fight for, make it compelling.
Yeah, that weekly meeting at Red Wagon Pizza in South Minneapolis.
Yeah. It was they were long meetings, but it was just so interesting. I think I probably went to six meetings and they were a couple hours long, and just listening to the footage of this group developing over time and the intentionality that they had with their messaging and how they wanted to reach people. And it's a marathon, not a sprint sort of situation. Right. And realizing that from the jump, knowing that
that it was going to be a journey. Yeah.
Yeah.
As will be their emotional recovery for this. If you ever recover, you just keep moving. That's all you can do. Amanda Anderson, excellent work. Really touched me. And thank you and the team. I know how overwhelming it can be also just for a journalist to look through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of video diary to try to put together this story. It was tremendous. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jason.
You can check it out, startribune.com, The Annunciation Diaries. This week, as you hear remembrances, hear from the families, and you can do it through that project. We'll be back. Drive Time, wrap it up in just a minute.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.